What, you need toilet?
Is there any under the sink?
No.
Ken.
Enough the competition. If you could call me back and you have a second, that'd be great. You can reach me at 312-767-4095. And also, I'm gonna email others. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. Good for Blakey.
Yeah. Mr. Blakey.
Very interesting stuff. So, even the Stansberry.
Yeah, what happened with that whole case?
Okay, so even if they had their falling out,
right,
the document they're claiming that Ted's trustee in would have been done in 2008 while they loved Stansberry.
Right.
So it's not like Cy changed Shirley's trust when the lawsuit occurred.
Right, okay.
So like this would have had to have been Shirley out of her fucking mind, who she didn't really love Ted too much, as you know, nor trust him financially, right, with Salt. So none of that whole story of Ted being a trustee ever makes sense, because they weren't that fucking stupid. Stansberry, and in fact, we have some evidence that it's Stansberry all along. But the bottom line is,
what happened with the lawsuit?
So Stansberry, the story that I have got so far is, there's a few million dollars in an account.
Okay.
Stansberry's asked to leave it in. Ted asked Stansberry to forfeit his stock for a minute, and he's going to work everything out and leave the money in the account. And then, so Stansberry goes along with it, gives up his 10% share, thinking it's all above board. And time goes by, and Stansberry's moving forward, and he asks for his money. And Ted starts playing games, and he doesn't really want to bother Cy, who's going through the Shirley and all this other shit. Just kind of lets it fester. It gets down to around May, I think, right around that meeting. And Stansberry says to Cy, "Where's the fucking money?" And Cy says, "Ted paid you." Stansberry says, "Ted didn't pay me."
Hmm.
And Cy says, "He did, he told me he paid you." So they kind of get a little heated exchange. And Cy leaves on the note of, "I'm going to contact Jerry Lewin and find out what the fuck is going on." I believe that over the next few weeks, Cy not only finds out that Ted stole Stansberry's money, but that he stole an equal amount from him.
Oh.
which starts to become the point where Cy and Ted are having a big fight at the office. The doors are slamming. Cy's not signing these documents to make the grandchildren beneficiaries. He, in fact, knows he can't do it.
Okay.
That's, it's never going to hold up, and it's big old fraud if he did.
Right.
And so if you really knew the whole backstory, which I can't really share with you because there's certain parts of it that are still confidential, but part of what Cy did in that meeting was set Ted up with Spleen and Tesha. I mean, he was setting them up.
The
whole, that whole meeting was recorded in multiple ways. People were on the phone listening from different agencies, etc. He was setting them up. He thought
that
setting
them up for what though? What do you mean? What was the meeting about? What was
the meeting was about Ted and Pam trying to force Cy to change his beneficiaries.
Okay.
And it was a little bit more than force. It was to the point that Cy was scared that Ted might possibly kill him over this because Ted
said in these recordings?
Ted had found out that he was cut out. Now, I don't know exactly where.
Why didn't he know that all along?
Ted?
Yeah. It's not like he was cut out. He was never in it.
No, he was in the 2001. Pam was cut out in 2000, the first one with Proskauer years earlier.
Okay.
Ted and Pam were both cut out in the 2008 documents. I don't think they had any idea till either. They might have found out after Shirley died. I don't know how. If it's Spleena and Tesha or who's telling them. Probably Spleena and Tesha. But you can see Pam freaks out, writes the letter that her and Ted are cut out, that it's not fair. It's not fair to their kids, blah, 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 blah. And I think at that point they went on the Rachel's a whore, everybody get against Cy, don't see Cy, Rachel's a fucking whore, Elliot, stop hanging around Rachel, go spy on her, go check her out, she's stealing money, jewelry, you gotta, oh, is this, you'll one day hear all this.
Oh, I'm sure, I know, it's funny to me.
It's, but they're in motion.
Yeah.
Ted and Pam. They're cut out and they fucking know it. Whether Spleena tipped him off. Well, Spleena definitely tipped off Pam's lawyer by telling him.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that lawyer called and said, I want to know where my client's inheritance is in Shirley's estate. And Spleena, without checking with Cy, told Pam's lawyer, no, she's cut out. 100%.
But even so, when Shirley dies, nothing goes anywhere anyways. It's still Cy's. Right?
No, when Shirley dies,
it's now
me, Lisa, and Jill, and our trusts are the beneficiaries of those trusts.
Right, but Cy is still alive. Cy's, isn't Cy the one in charge of it?
Cy's trustee.
Yeah.
But I'm the owner.
Okay.
They're trying to change that through a lot of fraud right now.
Right. Okay.
And change it to grandchildren and Ted and his crazy fucking lawyer were both going to go to prison.
Which is stupid because even Cy would say, like, fuck all those grandchildren. I haven't seen Molly in years and... The
right, he wasn't ever leaving.
They never come over and see me, blah, blah, blah.
That's right, Ted's kids weren't coming over. That's right.
Yeah.
So they get tipped off. Pam writes this fucking crazy letter to Cy.
Yeah.
They start this blackballing. So they come over, they're telling up me, you know, first it's Rachel's a whore, she's sleeping with your dad. How dare you go spy on her? She's stealing money. She has access to all his accounts. She's blah, 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 blah. Remember, he's broke, though.
She's not a whore. She's a ball player.
So according to Pam and Ted, you're robbing a broke man.
Right.
So, right, he has nothing. They don't want anything, but they're so worried about you stealing everything.
Yeah.
So I need to not let my kids see him anymore. I need to stop seeing him.
Yeah.
Right, then it turns to Maritza, and we got to stop seeing him. And so then Cy wants to find out maybe what's Spleen and Tesher's involvement in all this. Let's host a little party. Where
that's when he had that meeting.
Let's set them all up.
Yeah.
And you were there, right?
At the meeting with Tesher and Spleena?
Yeah.
No, and Ted? And Cy?
And all the kids.
I was in the kitchen phone with Cy when you guys had that meeting on the phone, yeah.
That's the big phone meeting?
Yeah.
May,
I think it was in May, yeah.
So, let's have a little meeting here and see what's going on. Now, at this point, I never knew And according to Lisa and Jill's statements...
I remember, you're the one on the phone dragging it out, because you're like, I didn't know anything. And everyone's like, shut up, Elliot, like, just let him talk. You're like, well, I didn't know.
Yeah, here you are telling me to boycott Cy because his girlfriend and Rachel, and they're going to rob him of nothing because they have an eating, according to you guys now.
Right.
But you're so worried that you might not get what? So then they knew. So their whole thing of creating this whole Maritza, this whole Rachel.
Well, they need someone to blame, I mean.
No, they wanted to force Cy to change those documents. Ted was working on them. He was having Spelina and Tesher start to architect work on them. They started to pressure him. After the meeting, when Cy didn't sign and told Ted to fuck off, basically, and Pam to fuck off, that your kids aren't getting anything and you're go to hell, Ted really started going crazy. That's when him and Spelina show up at the office and the explosions, and at Patty's office, the explosions going on at her office.
Was Rachel around those things? Or?
No, that was before me.
No, you're around.
When you had the explosions in your car?
No.
He's talking about after that phone meeting where there was explosive arguments at the office or something.
Yeah. I didn't witness any of that.
No, but we know about them.
Yeah.
And so Cy's not signing. Spelina's exerting pressure. Ted's freaking out of his mind. And at the same time, Cy's finding out what? That Ted robbed him in Stansbury.
Yeah.
Right at that time.
Ted's such a snake. How is he getting away with all of this?
Well, he's not. How much money should I be grabbing from Ted for you? I'm going to be the guy that's going to take his property away and his stuff. Seriously, I mean, how much do you want? How much do you owe you?
I just want what I'm owed for my hours that 2 months.
Well, we'll make it a nice number so it's worth my time. I'll help you out, I'm being serious,
I don't want anything I don't deserve.
He's a scary dude.
Yeah? What do you do?
No, I think he's referring to Ted. Are you? Well,
yeah, I was referring to you.
Oh, you are? Well, I don't know.
It's your smile. It's just scary.
I'm the muscle from New York.
Nice.
So, and he's not kidding about extracting a pound of flesh.
Where we got the muscle.
Yeah, we just gave him all an option yesterday through an attorney. An attorney came to me, I gave him all an option. $100 million, tax-free, gets everybody out of everything, and I'll go away on this. Because I really don't want to bring down people on the murder of my father and watch my brother and Spelina go to an electric chair. They're not the
Fuck
people...
Fuck them, I don't want them getting away with shit.
Well, they're not the ones who did this.
Who did?
Proskauer, Rose, and the people who stole my patch.
Well, Tesher and Spelina did.
Well, Tesher and Spelina were put in by...
Ted sounds like he's being a really bad...
Ted stole blood. So that's the only reason I would let them out for $100 million right here. And by the way, I can't let them out a criminal. I can only let them
because
out
of me pursuing. Because Joe and Lisa should be like,
Well, Joe and Lisa are playing a death game. Well, they're the stupidest fucks.
They'll be calling you up to say, hey, look, you know what?
They're insane.
Why?
Because the accessory to murder is fucking crazy. And what they've done so far, siding with Ted and Pam, is accessory to murder.
I don't think they're siding with Ted and Pam. As far as I know, they're not in talk.
They are. No, I don't give a shit what they say. They have sided twice now on court issues with Ted and Pam. They haven't come forward and told the truth. They haven't told about the meeting after my mom died at the house. Nobody thinks I know about that yet. But all that
meeting.
The meeting they had with people at the house after Shirley died.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, you don't know anything about that one?
I don't think so, do I?
I don't know. So anyways,
I
don't know anything.
But wait, what was it about?
I don't know.
It was a meeting and you weren't there?
Yeah, I was with John Zielkowski over at Shirley's.
You were there, you were just not really there.
I wasn't there. There might be things that were there. But whatever. Again, Cy was very smart at what was going on. And remember, Cy knew that Ted might have put a bomb in my car.
Right.
So this is going way back before all this. So it's very complicated what you're anyways, there's a meeting that never happened after Shirley died.
Lisa and Jill,
But I don't know what they're thinking. And if you read their statement, they don't know if they knew about Ted and Pam being cut out before the May meeting. Both of them seem to say that.
But you were even surprised when you read their statements that they did say to the police, if there was anything criminal that happened and they were victims, that they would want something.
But that was before they knew for sure that Kimberly Moran forged their names. And then when they found out for sure they forged their names because of the admission.
Yeah, wait, isn't Jill a big part of this? Because didn't someone forge her?
Yeah, and Lisa's.
Yeah.
And then they tried to get her off by writing letters.
There's always something called mea culpa, and parties that were misled or pressured or whatnot. When you circle around to the right side in life, mea culpas are okay, and you can move forward, and then you can actually be helpful and work together, too. So those, there's possibilities out there. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. Well, right, come on, you've always said that.
I know, I can't believe Lisa and Jill are stupid.
I've never actually met Guy in person, but Guy and I have had conversations before.
I've never talked with Jill.
But somehow we have Facebook friends, so I don't even know.
They're playing the wrong game here.
I honestly think they're just playing for themselves, of what's best for themselves. That there's no longer even a side between like Ted and Pam and
there is a side.
Everyone.
There is a side. What they're doing to my children, I'm gonna fucking cut them down like grass. Do you understand? What they're doing to hurt my children, and I've told guys straight up. This, you went to war with me. You shouldn't have done this. You don't know what you're getting into. They've aided and abetted Ted and Pam. They've lied. They've submitted court documents that were lies.
Really? And
yeah. Saying that size six, they write a fucking sworn statement that the signatures are for sure size signature on these documents. Then all of a sudden Kimberly Moran says, I forged them. So now you're really in a fuck situation where you went along with Ted and Pam, signed documents that are a lie. In a federal court, they're telling lies. They just wrote affidavits saying Ted's the trustee and they of this trust that doesn't exist, that Pam can't find, that nobody can find.
What the fuck is that?
A fraud. Yeah. And Lisa and Jill are participating in it. And I'm going to hold them accountable. And I'm going to take their homes for it and every fucking thing in it. And I throw their fucking kids into poverty like they just did to mine by lying. They should have just come forward and said, I think my brother Ted's a fucking liar and a scum who's ripping off Elliot's kids because he was fucking cut out.
You're talking about what happened at first and then what's going on now. What's going on now is...
I mean, in this federal case, they just submitted those things.
Well, what do you think, though?
I think that maybe at first they were misled by Ted and Pam, but now I don't think that they are at all, and they've seen things that are wrong that they've been doing, and I don't think that they're on his side at all.
So why aren't they reporting it?
I think that they have their own shit that they're doing.
Like?
And it's nothing ever against you, I know that. I don't know. I don't talk too much about it, but all I do know is that Ted fucked them. Or that they were stupid, maybe, and listened to him and then realized that he's wrong.
Well, I'm praying, because I didn't think Lisa and Jill are fucking criminals. Ted and Pam are definitely in cahoots together.
I think they were misled. Like, they didn't know they were doing anything criminal or anything like that. They were misled by being told by Ted and Pam maybe certain things and went along with it because that's what they
thought. Are they talking to Pam?
I don't think so.
Oh, good.
At least not that I know. The last time
Are you talking to Pam?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Well, somebody told me you're like buddy-buddy with her.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been buddy-buddy with her. The only time I've ever talked to her on the phone was when
she was... You didn't stay at her place?
No, I've never even seen it.
Whose place?
Pam's.
The only time I've ever talked and been friendly with Pam on the phone, like, not that I've ever been unfriendly, I just never talked to her or knew about her, was, I think it was like that February and January... when Cy started seeing Maritza, or whenever it was, and he wanted to move her in the house, and Maritza was living in the house, she was telling me that Maritza was going to kill me in my sleep, and blah, blah, blah. And
Pam?
Yeah, and I would talk on the phone with her.
Pam was telling you Maritza was trying to kill you on the
street? Yeah, they were just saying, like, be careful, like, she could try murder
you. She's trying to freak you out, or...
No, I think that, I don't
remember, Pam was beating the drum of those letters that Maritza murdered Cy.
Well, right, but I'm curious
what her impression is. This is right after Shirley died, though, and that, like, I mean, I would talk on the phone with her crying, being like, well, I'm scared to go home, because I moved into the house, you know?
Right.
And I was like, well, I'm scared to go there, like, I want to do so. I used to lock my door at night. That was the only time I talked to her, for maybe like a week of like a anxiety freak out.
And why did she? She didn't even know fucking Maritza. So why would she?
I guess
she
knew the story because everyone
what
else
story?
Told her. Whatever story there was of Maritza, and everyone was freaking
the
out.
The stories Ted was telling?
Yeah.
Of the stolen boob jobs and shit?
Yeah.
And that his dad was sleeping with her?
Yeah.
Don't you think Ted was setting all this up for some time here?
Well, no, there is some truth to it, whether details and stuff. Your mom hated Maritza and had her on the block list for years.
What did they do?
Whatever she did to Shirley obviously wasn't good and forgivable.
She had
so that alone makes me hate Maritza.
She had Maritza go over to Deborah's house. Did you hear that all story?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she definitely did her a solid. But, it's Ted's relationship with Maritza that's really disturbing.
Right. I remember you saying that before. Right. I think something went on there.
Well, there's something that's bizarre.
Maybe Maritza was in on it with Ted on this whole entire thing.
Oh, that's one of the possibilities. That's definitely one of the possibilities.
Yeah.
I mean, Ted had to get inside the house. You wouldn't sleep with him at that time, not till later.
Yeah.
Who?
Ted.
Why would I ever sleep with Ted?
It was a joke.
Okay. Who the fuck knows, though? Everything is so
he's
crazy.
Gay,
fucked up.
So I don't think.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. check out his friends.
Oh my god. Spolina. I remember you having that whole thing about him being gay, actually. That's so funny.
I told you the story his best friend told us.
Yeah.
About being gay with him.
Yeah, I remember saying that. That's so funny.
With the calf.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Ted's gotten himself into a world of weird people. This guy, Alan Rose. Have you talked to him? You know, this Rose guy that he hangs with?
I haven't heard anything about this entire situation in probably a year.
Yeah, Alan Rose, the guy, has a lot of trouble coming down.
Oh, is that Danny?
Yeah.
Here?
I will cry when I see him.
He's on his way.
Oh, really?
I've got to take him to the doctor in a minute.
Oh, he's got to get that tetanus shot.
Can you text him to his address?
I know where to go.
Oh, Josh knows where to go.
Okay.
Or just answer the phone when he calls. Answer the phone when he calls.
So what are you doing? When are you leaving? Now?
Okay.
Tomorrow morning. I actually have to leave here soon.
He's going to get Danny right now.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see him.
Where are you going?
I have to go back to my office and meet with my minion, and then go to my hotel, and then I'm supposed to have a dinner meeting tonight with an architect and designer.
Boring.
No, they're actually pretty cool.
That's what you're actually here to do, business?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what did you do with your place?
Down here?
Yeah.
I didn't own it. I was renting.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you bought it.
I was looking into buying it, and I never did.
You never put that deposit down?
No.
So now Bill's said one thing that I don't get totally.
Okay.
And not that he's looking to prosecute it, but as one of the Ted things and things that bothered him was your insurance.
What insurance? My health insurance?
That you had insurance. You only got insurance after your bang-up job on the face.
No, that's not true. It didn't go in effect until a week after my accident, but it was already filed because it took 3 months, I think, or 2 months. It was filed before that. I went on the company's insurance after Shirley died in January.
Were you getting paid by the company?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's just confused.
Yeah, when Shirley was alive, I was getting paid under the table by them from their personal checking account. And then after that, Cy said, well, let's not do that anymore. Let's get pay you through the company and give you, you know, insurance and all that. So I didn't have health insurance either.
And you were working for him, handling his business stuff at the house.
Yeah. So in January, I became an employee of the company. And then I think it takes like, what, 2 months or 3 months to have your insurance kick in. And then you got into the accident. And then my accident happened.
In between kind of thing?
Yeah.
So they probably had to cover it because...
Insurance never covered anything.
Oh, really?
No. They didn't cover it because it happened before it. And all of my surgeries and everything weren't... Anyways, it never went through my insurance, and I settled out of court for that. Mm-hmm. I sued the guy who...
So the insurance never paid?
No.
Okay.
So the fuck is Bill Stansbury talking about?
Looking at Ted to see what Ted's up to. Meaning he's dealing with a lot of Ted-related issues. I mean, it wasn't like you saying, let's go prosecute on that, on Rachel for that. But, you know, what's your bill? We're prosecuting Ted on, you know, he stole...
I can't believe that.
I just contacted a fucking insurance company, John Hancock, about a fucking pension plan that Cy had that my kids are beneficiaries of.
I remember that.
Ted hadn't even told him he's dead yet. The money, nobody knows where it's gone. Right, 3 years almost. So Bill's
I give you guys all of like an accounting of all the companies and stuff and like what I could, I mean, not only that, but there was documentation.
Oh yeah, you gave us a lot of information.
Where's that computer? Where's the computer from my office upstairs? That has everything on it.
Nothing. Stripped clean.
Shut the fuck up.
All size files from the office are gone. Ted took. All size.
Why is Ted 2.5 years later still running free? I don't understand. How?
Because he's had some good cover from the lawyers. That took me the long time.
I don't care what lawyers you have. That's bullshit, and it's illegal.
They've been committing a lot of crimes.
Right, but that's all coming to the forefront right now. I mean, you know,
this is just getting started. There, not.
Yeah,
that's why the $100 million out. And by the way, that was mostly to protect Lisa and Jill. So literally, the only reason I'm offering that deal to get everybody out of this fucking nightmare is to protect Lisa and Jill. Because I truly don't believe that they were a part of what's about to come.
Fuck no.
And what's about to come could be people going to electric chairs here.
Wait, time's out. I have a question. What if we had a backup program on the computers, one in the kitchen and in my office, where... Every like once a month, it backed up all the files. Is there a way I can access that?
Where was it?
Throw out some company names that do that, and I could tell you.
Got a ton of them.
Oh, like you had it on an offsite server kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My God, you know I can contact the IT guys that we used.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's no way all those documents are wiped clean. It's out in space somewhere that we can access.
I'm sure there's copies floating around.
I'm just saying.
Right, but the fact that they wiped it clean tells you what their intentions were or what they were trying to do, you know what I mean?
Right. I get that, but still, I mean, for you not to know that about John Hancock.
Yeah, and like I said, Cy was a lot smarter than people right now realize.
I know, and I remember when you used to tell me that.
Well, hey, the bottom line is, you got the letter from the O'Connell, the state lawyer, you know, state's broke, it's got like $100,000, that's it, you know.
Yeah. I died with like $100,000.
You're saying he died with $100,000 or that's what's left in it right now?
No.
Well, it's hard to really tell how they came to that number, but you know, because they haven't really shown any.
$400,000, right?
Well, no, they're not even saying $400,000. It was like $100,000.
Well, they're saying in his trust $400,000.
Oh, well, they didn't even put that in that letter.
Right.
That's the trust. They're not going to go to the trust.
You know, my claim to the lawyer was, look, I could have been worth $50, but because they haven't put down any accounting and they failed all that and those are all violations of law, I'm just going to say $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to argue it, we'll go to court and they can all go to prison and go into electric chairs in a minute, some of them. So I'm fine with that. I'll push that, we'll fight, and that'll be the result. So far, I've offered them 25. They scoffed. I told them every time they say no, it'll double. It went to 50. Alan Rose was on his big hard on that he was going to win everything, it was going to be over. I go, fuck myself. Now it's 100. Tell him next time it's 200. It's getting awful hard to buy yourself out of fucking murder at this point.
Yeah.
So it'd be wise if they came back with a clean $100 million tax free, because really, do I want me to lay down the tax returns after you do that? And I got all kinds of other frauds, and where's the art? And where's Shirley's real jewelry? And what happened to safety deposit boxes? Some you might know, some you might not know about.
Isn't there jewelry missing?
Lots of it.
Yeah.
And they got caught with that. Meaning not only did they lie about what was there, they lied about what they took. Meaning Pam's a fucking liar. First of all, Pam shouldn't have gotten a fucking thing.
Right.
My mom's rolling in her grave that Pam has any jewelry of hers. I mean, my mom left this earth hating her for what she did to them.
Mm-hmm.
Period. She literally hated them. And what it did to my dad. He left this earth hating her. The last thing he wanted was her to have any fucking things.
It's so weird that she's so delusional thinking that she's entitled to all this shit when... I mean, why doesn't she just walk
I think she
away?
Put Ted up to half of this shit. Well, what, first, why didn't, what is, if there was nothing there according to her statement and Cy was a bum, that thank God she came in and saved his life and rescued him and made him something from the low-life furniture thief, that he stole her antique
furniture. How do you say that about your own father?
Well, you don't. Who? You don't. You have your lawyer write a letter on your behalf saying what you were going to say, but you had a lawyer do it.
I
who
mean,
the
that's
fuck?
That's so fucking crazy.
Fucking she's a fucking, and I'm telling you.
Mental.
And she got Ted. And Ted and this lawyer, and they started working, knowing, and she started getting Ted mental. And then all of a sudden, Ted finds out you're cut out. Now the two of them, and I'm telling you, they were setting you up for murder. They were setting Maritza up for murder. When you weren't the, you're lucky Maritza came in. Otherwise, they'd be accusing you of murder.
But not really, because they're not even going after Maritza. But yeah, I'm sure that's how it would look.
Oh, they, you see, but they did go, that's what I mean. Meaning, it's, imagine if the hospital had said, somebody said poison, let's run a poison screen on the guy. They had it already set up.
Right.
Maritza was going to fall right there. And, you know, that was the end of Maritza. They would have been safe. They would have had a patsy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. If they were so concerned she poisoned them, why didn't you? Why weren't they the ones asking for the heavy metal test?
Right.
Why did they get a coroner's report that they didn't share with anybody and say, hey, nobody ran a poison fucking screen?
So weird.
We got a lot to go, Rachel. Just getting heated up here.
Crazy.
There's some new stuff, too, that's going to rock their worlds in a minute. That's why I gave them an out here. Like I said, next level, people go to fucking electric chair.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if they deserve it, then
and that's why Lisa and Jill, if you talk to them, tell them to do the right thing. Say, you know, you better go do the right thing, because right now you're standing on the wrong side of Elliot, who's on the right side of right and true.
I know, like, from...
And you're hurting his kids.
Any talk, they're not on Pam and Ted's side.
Well, they're not on my side. And they haven't done me any favors, and they're watching my kids be starved to death, and I'm not sure it wasn't them who called child services in all their messed up fucked
no,
up.
No, they would never do that.
We'll see if they know who did.
Jill and Lisa at least have a head on their shoulders, and they're pretty normal and caring for the family. They don't give a fuck about money and whatever.
Well, I saw Jill not too long ago.
Right, in March.
How'd you know?
Because I was on vacation with her, and then you guys came down the day after I left. I was pissed I missed you guys.
What do you mean?
You went to Miami to see her.
Yeah, Julia.
Yeah, I was with her that entire weekend, and then I had to leave a day early to go back to work, so something come up, I don't remember what. And then that's the day you guys went down and visited. And I was so bummed, I missed you guys.
You were with her on that trip?
Yeah, I was staying at the hotel with them.
Oh.
She didn't tell you that?
No. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
How long was she here? She was with the... You were with her with Julia and the other girl?
We were here, it was our Friday, yeah.
Oh.
Katie. It was Friday, Saturday, and I left Sunday night. We were supposed to leave Monday night.
This is Shirley's room. Don't be throwing shit around. Pick that cup off
She'll
there.
She'll kill you. Yeah. Here's your coaster.
Yeah, put it on the glass.
Do you remember, do you know I still have the video of when Shirley and
Bertha?
I... Keisha. Do you know, so Keisha, I saw the video of when we first
so
brought her over here and we were peeing our pants. I still have Keisha, so in my closet, you have the door.
I have the video from your phone.
Me too. I won't get rid of that BlackBerry because it has the video on there. It's so funny.
I have Keisha.
So I have in my closet right now, it's like a shelf when you first like look in, and then on the side is like where you hang stuff, and Keisha's on the top shelf. I can't tell you how many people looked in there and been like, why the fuck do you have a black baby doll in there? And I'm like, that's Keisha.
Oh, you still have Keisha?
Yeah. She's still, she's on the top shelf, she's chilling out. Did I show you this, by the way?
I did. I saw a picture of that.
I love that.
If only they were resting.
Yeah.
What's going on to my kids is making them awful fucking pissed.
Mm-hmm. I still see them and like have dreams with them every once in a while.
I dream about them all the time.
I had a dream that Shirley's,
I see them all the time.
That Shirley's already been like reincarnated. Like she's already back here on Earth in another body. Like she's a person again.
Oh no, she's waiting for Ted and whoever to get their day.
But I mean, not even like in association with us, but like part of her soul like is back here. It's a weird thing. It was a weird dream I had.
Now I'm going to dig her up.
Don't do that.
Wait till you see her. I have to. Wait till you see this piece of evidence. This will make you think Shirley was killed. That what we saw...
Seriously, Elliot, think about it. You didn't even see like the really horrible part of like... It was... this big of blood just spewing like a
check
fire hydrant.
For poisons that do that. I'm telling you.
But what, she had just come home from the hospital the day before. She was sitting in her bed. She got up for 2 seconds and that's what happened. She didn't say my stomach hurt or anything. I remember I yelled at her that she needed to drink more juice, cranberry juice, and I went in the kitchen to get it for her. And that's what happened. I just don't, it makes no sense how something just, if you're laying there resting for that long, how does all of a sudden like that something explode?
Well, let's see what was in her body. That's the next thing. This cadmium's a particularly strange poison. It's what Russians use, the KGB, to poison people to death.
Who the fuck would poison Shirley? She was awesome. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't do anything wrong.
Remember what I told you. That as Psy gets Stanford money, Stanford gets arrested in a Miami airport hangar, Thomas Slobjum of Proskauer Rose, the law firm, gets arrested in a videotaped meeting where they're telling the Stanford employees, Ted Goodfriend over at Stanford, how to lie to the FBI and SEC who have started to investigate the fraud. So they're in a big meeting with the lawyer from Proskauer in a Miami airport hangar telling them how to lie and evade federal agents who are recording the whole fucking thing.
And Ted was there?
No, but my point being, it's right after Psy gets bought off to shut up about what's going on with the car bombing and the fact that Ted was possibly the guy who helped them get the car to put the bomb in, who suddenly becomes rich. After a bomb goes off in my car, Ted becomes a multimillionaire whose house is bought from a former drug dealer who's tied to Stanford.
Really?
It's more complicated than you can imagine. This is serious
There's
shit.
Like every little tiny aspect has some crazy complicated story. It's insane.
It all goes back to my patents. As strange as we all don't want to believe it.
I believe it.
It's $1 trillion of fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I don't know why they're going through all this instead of just handing us $1 billion. They're already 8 trillion. But it's fucking lawyers who aren't really lawyers. They're a bunch of crooks who, you know, the only thing they can think about is how to steal from people, not how to resolve things. Because they're not business.
They're yeah, they're
crooks.
Not resolving yet. It's
they're
just
crooks.
About what, yeah.
It's like, how much can we lie? How much do we, you know, cheat to get out of all
it's
this
pointless,
shit?
Yeah, it's pointless you can get a lawyer because they don't do what's right.
So how's your mom?
She's good. She just retired.
She did.
Yeah, they sold... our house in Massachusetts I grew up in, and they are rebuilding my house in Maine, and they're happy. Well, yeah. So
your house. What house? You had a house in
the house. Yeah, we have a summer home there. I grew up in Maine every summer.
So they're gonna retire to Maine.
Yeah, and then they're looking for a place like down here, but they want to go to like Jupiter area for the winters. So they're good.
Why Jupiter?
I don't know. They think they like it better up there. It's like more quiet or something. I don't know. They're old now. They're weird. You know.
They're old and weird.
They've turned very weird.
And who else? What else?
Nothing. It's nice being back home. Like, I see my sister a lot more, and my nieces and nephews, so that's really nice.
Not driving you crazy?
No, I mean, they're far enough away. I go up, like, twice a month, like, for a weekend. And then, yeah, nothing really crazy. It's actually, I live a very calm life now. Like, I'm very, very boring. I don't go out.
No more party?
No.
Boyfriend doesn't party?
I mean, we'll go out here and there to like dinner and have drinks and stuff, but like I can't hang past like 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but I'd rather stay and go to bed and wake up early and work out. Like, yeah, I just don't have any craziness.
I think you had enough fun.
Yeah. That's what I said. See, I thoroughly enjoyed my 20s, right. That I'm full. Kind of okay now.
I'm full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right, you keep going. That's yeah. What I say to all my friends who keep partying. I'm like, yeah, I did it so much, I'm full.
Yeah.
You guys, don't you know, need to. Hold the...
Hello! Little Danny boy! Why are you so big? Hi!
You're as big as Rachel.
I'm good. How are you?
Good! Oh, how old are you now?
12.
Stop it! Oh my god! You're so cute. What grade are you going into?
7.
Oh my god.
Do you remember Rachel?
Mm-hmm. Tell me I remember me.
Is he grown?
That's crazy. Like, you look exactly the same, but you're so much bigger.
I know.
Oh my god.
Everybody goes back to school on Monday.
On Monday?
Yeah.
Why? It's August.
School sucks.
I know. It's like sending him to the institution. I don't like it either. Summer is just awesome.
No.
But I feel like that's way too early to start school. It's going to be so hot down there.
I know. And I didn't even have to send out like a phone call. Hi, Rudy. Don't forget to get your shots and your. And I was like, the next week, I have no idea. I thought the same thing. But like, you know,
like another month left.
The end of August.
Yeah.
At least. You had to take him at 4:30.
Oh,
wow.
What time is it?